Babes in Voiceland. We're so glad you're here. Get ready for a great show.
Let's go meet the animals at the zoo. They're all there waiting for me and for you. They live in their own different world, and it's so much fun to meet all the animals one by one.
Okay, so you know how much I love animals. I'm always going out looking for animals, right, reading about animals. I have animals. So I was doing a little animal research about some little stories about animals this week, and I found out about this frisky dolphin.
Frisky dolphin?
Huh? Yeah, that's what they called him, a frisky dolphin.
Does he have a name?
You know, I think they did name him, but they named him Zafar, Z-A-F-A-R.
Zafar, well, I like Flipper
from better. That's like from Aladdin.
I was going to say that's from Aladdin,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it
who's
is?
Like a little evil. So.
Do you remember
yeah.
Flipper? The show?
Of course.
I hope
of
everyone else remembers.
That's going
Flipper.
Back. Was that black and white? Was Flipper yes. black and
yeah.
white?
Yeah. Yeah, that the original one was.
I didn't mean to take us down a cow path. Forgive me, Erica. Proceed.
Well, that's okay. Well, no, dolphins are usually friendly and really nice.
Uh-huh.
And
this one's not?
This is a 10-foot-long bottlenose dolphin, so he's pretty...
10 feet long? I
he's
didn't
pretty
think he grew that long.
I'm only 5'2", so that
he's
means
double you.
Double me. Yeah, he's double you. Double me.
Double Beth.
Scary.
And yeah, so he's pretty big, and he's a regular attraction for beachgoers in this west coast of France, you know, by the ocean.
Yeah.
It's really cool. All
uh-huh.
of a sudden...
Is he in captivity or in nature and they
no,
just named him?
No, he's loose. I mean, he's just wild.
Why do they know it's always him?
Because well, he's this
there aren't a lot of 10-foot dolphins out there, I don't think.
Okay.
You know, but they said he was really friendly, non-aggressive. He approached children, sailboats, everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he starts... to rub himself against swimmers and boats and stuff, and he starts getting really frisky.
What do you mean, frisky?
It seemed like he was attempting to become more intimate than he had been
in
the past.
Oh, la, 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 la,
Yeah.
An intimate dolphin.
So last month...
I had a date with a dolphin.
Yeah, but it could be like... Dolphin Gate, because you know,
Dolphin Gate.
last month, the Coast Guards had to rescue a swimmer because he wouldn't allow her to return to dry land because he really liked her.
Oh my God!
So
that
you know
is
what?
Bizarre.
Let me say,
this is true.
There's
though.
A lot of women out there who have had some really lousy dates. Maybe we ought to all try a dolphin.
Yeah, but 10 feet, I don't know. That's kind of big.
Dolphin.
But so the mayor finally was forced to act last week when he threw like a young bather up in the air with his nose because he thought it would be fun.
Oh,
so last week the mayor said nobody can go into the water because even though he's really friendly, he's so big and strong that he might accidentally hurt people.
Wow.
Yeah. So they've been following him on the
bizarre.
Local news and stuff. And they said the dolphin, I guess, got upset because he was lonely. So now he's finally left.
Oh, he's finding somewhere
else. Yeah, he's finding someone else to get frisky with.
Bizarre.
But
sad because he didn't understand.
No. Well, no, he didn't understand.
The lonely
but
dolphin. Somebody out there needs to write a movie about the lonely dolphin.
Zafar, the frisky lonely dolphin. Yeah, so that's all about Zafar.
He needs to stick to his own kind.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was like cross-species interaction, I guess.
Well,
although they said he was
he
getting... friendly with sailboats too, which I don't get that.
Maybe
part.
He was nearsighted.
I don't know. So anyway, if you go swimming in the south of France and you come across a 10-foot dolphin, beware.
See what you learn about on the Babes? I'm telling you.
I know, pretty cool.
You know, we're back and joined again by John Duck, the one, the only.
Yeah, quick, get the for sale sign.
We got a duck in the hen house. Yeah baby.
Yeah.
Chicks and a duck.
Chicks and a duck.
I just found out today that I'm a one percenter.
A one percenter?
And what might that be?
Not in a good way.
No.
I'm not one of those rich people that all,
the
you know,
1% at the top with all the money?
The biker club.
No, I'm not even that. I'm a one percenter, but not in a happy way. And let me tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So a couple years ago, I had like this cyst on the inside of my wrist that had gotten really large and had been taken care of a couple times but didn't go away. So I had surgery to have it removed. Okay. And this wonderful surgeon said to me, oh, less than 1% of these that I take out ever come back. Well, it came back 2 years later.
I've got some pliers and a hacksaw.
Dr. Duck.
Okay, Dr. Duck.
He is. Dr. Duck's guitar prescription. Dr. Duck has a hacksaw.
I forgot to bring it.
No, he has axe wax. He has axe wax.
Yes.
So I found out I'm a 1%er, but it took me an hour and a half to have that news delivered to me today. Do you know why? Because I was a patient today. I was a patient in a doctor's office. Yes. I don't know why they call us patients, because I ran out of it while I was waiting for the dang doctor to come in and tell me that I'm in the 1% club.
How long did it take?
An hour and a half.
Send him an invoice.
I'm telling you.
For your precious time.
And then
Why do they do that?
He comes in and he
says, a bill.
We have three choices here. We can just leave it alone and see if it goes away. I said, I tried that for 3 years. The first time it didn't work. That's why I had to have surgery. Oh, we could do surgery again. No, I don't think I want to do that quite yet. Well, you know, we could drain it. Yeah, that would work. Well, would you like me to do that while you're here?
No, I'll come back next month.
I said,
let me come back again and wait another 6 hours in your office.
Yeah,
right?
I've been here an hour and a half so I can get this taken care of. So anyway, I was a 1%er today, and I was a patient who ran out of patience. Does that happen to you guys when you have doctor's appointments?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Does it make you crazy? Yep.
It depends on the doctor, because seriously, my just regular general doctor, Dr. Cushone, is wonderful. I never have to wait. You know, I got an x-ray on my foot last week. Now, I go to his office, I get the prescription, I drive a couple blocks, have the x-ray. Within 2 hours, he was on the phone calling me.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is truly amazing.
Dr. Robert Cushone, excellent man.
If you're in Vegas.
I remember Rodney Dangerfield's doctor was Dr. Vinny Boombatz. And he went and told him that he thought he had VD, and he gave himself a shot of penicillin. I wish Rodney Dangerfield was still around.
Because he was funny.
He was one right after the other.
Hilarious. Those ones.
That's the funniest guy I think ever was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a comical take on doctors now. How about you, Terry?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was just thinking about your 1% club and having to have surgery again because my son had to have his knee done twice.
Oh, really?
Because he had this growth on the side of it. Young kid, you know, he's... 8 years old.
Eight.
And they went in and they took it out. Oh, it's all gone. It'll never come back. Oh,
I got
one
on my leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, oh, he's showing. Show and tell. Show and tell.
They got this thing off.
Oh, look, you guys. He's showing.
They got this thing off. It came right back. Yeah. It hurt like this.
Yeah. Too bad.
I'm talking about pliers and a hacksaw blade.
Too bad we're not on video.
Yeah.
Ducky just rolled up his pant leg and showed us his leg.
Yeah.
Baby.
Holy cow. I better run for higher ground.
You just never know what you're going to see sitting around this dining room table.
That's right. We should sell tickets.
I know what you're going through. Well, kind of, almost.
Yeah.
Maybe not as bad. But
Yeah.
Sometimes they grow back.
Doctors out there.
Am I 1% too?
Maybe.
So doctors out there, have a little respect for us patients. Am I right?
Yeah. So we don't lose our patients. If we lose our patients, then you lose your patients. Get it? Got it? Good.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I've got one for you guys. I've been thinking of taking another road trip.
Really?
Yeah, my friend who came into town back last February, and she took me to Palm Desert, and we hung out for a couple of days, got away from the kids. It was just nice to go. She
Did
flew
you have
in
some
and we
wine?
Drove. Well, when we got there, but not when we were driving.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
How far is it to Palm Desert anyway?
You know, it was just a few hours. It wasn't bad from here at all. But what was nice is we liked the same music. I think that is key when you take a road trip.
Yes.
You have to enjoy the same music. Yeah. So we're jamming away and we're listening to the music. And I dance in the car and she laughs and the whole bit. But it was great. We had plenty of time to talk, plenty of time to dance. We got out a few places, enjoyed the nice weather because she came from Michigan, so it was a lot colder.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and we hung out with some of her relatives and came back. And she's wanting me to go again, but, you know, with the kids and the family, sometimes I can't quite get away. But it got me thinking, when is a road trip too long? Mm-hmm. When is a good road trip? I mean, where is a great place to go for a road trip? Are there road trips that you just say no to because of the destination or because of the traveling partners?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Like, I just took a road trip to Reno to visit my daughters.
Now, that's a long road trip, though.
That's one heck of a road trip.
And there's nothing out there. It's just like...
It's just desert. There weren't even any wild animals. I mean, even they don't travel along that road. It was awful. It was awful. And I didn't have my regular music with me. Usually, I have a compilation of CDs that I play, and I couldn't find it. So I threw a bunch of CDs in a bag. But the only thing that I listened to the whole way there and back was Rod Stewart's Small Faces.
Really? Oh my gosh, that's an oldie but a goodie.
It was so good. I mean, it was such a great album with Maggie May, and he sang Amazing Grace, which was really kind of interesting too. And it almost had like a country feel to it, even though it was, you know, more like Irish, and it just had a great feel. It was very raw in a lot of places, and it was really nice. And I do all the driving during a road trip because my husband has narcolepsy and he falls asleep.
So
look over at my husband and he's hanging like a puppet with the seatbelt on. And he,
that's how you got away with playing your music the whole way up and back. I was going to ask how hubby thought about that.
Exactly. And I said, does this bother you? And he's like, no, I don't hear it anyway. So, you know, no big deal. So that was fine. And the only thing is that we stop every couple of hours because the dog needs to stretch her legs. He needs to work the heart monitor, I guess. And, you know, I've got a couple of hip replacements, so we need to stress. We're fucking old, so we have to stop a couple of times, you know, a couple of hours. But that's really too long a trip.
Yeah.
The trip just about did me in this time. You know, I like, you know, like 4 to 6 hours, I think, is a good amount of time. What about you, Diana? What do you think is a good time frame for a road trip?
Well, I think it goes along the lines of, well, three things now. The destination, is it worth a little extra drive?
Right.
The traveling companion, how long can you stand being in the car with them? And the music, are you fighting over what you're going to play? And do you get to sing along?
Oh.
So, yeah, that's that. I have done cross-country road trips, you know, family road trips, and in a little motorhome with my grandparents and my mom and dad and a sister and two dogs in a little 18-foot motorhome for 30 days of driving and sleeping in a little 18-foot motorhome.
Ouch.
You know, but as a teenager, it was cool because you could lay on the upper bunk, the one that was above the driver's cab.
Oh, okay.
And just look out at it. So
yeah,
that was
now
really
we'd
cool.
be afraid of falling off.
Now, what's hardest on me on a road trip is, can I get all the way there without asking my husband to stop at least once? Because I have to go to the bathroom.
There's no question. Everyone have to go to the bathroom.
You have to stop for the bathroom.
Come on. Some people are like against it.
Huh?
No, well, I'm serious. They're like, we're just like, driving through and we're only stopping for gas. And you have to make it to the next gas station.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. I would say, okay, this is your car. You have a choice. Do you stop?
I am not a man.
Or do I pee in the seat? I mean, it's your choice.
That's the advantage, though, of traveling in a motorhome. Because we actually took road trips when our kids were little in that very same motorhome.
Yeah.
We ended up buying
there.
My mom and dad.
Yeah.
And it was never an issue. Because whether we were going up to Reno and Tahoe, or we were driving all the way to California to the beach.
Right.
If any of us had to stop. If any of us had to go to the bathroom, except for Harvey because he was driving, it was a no-brainer. You just hopped into the little, and you were done. And so that it made it very pleasant, okay? So I liked that part of it. But I think a lot of things factor in.
Do you think you should stop to eat when you're going on a long road trip?
Well, it depends.
Do you want to you want to take the time?
If I'm only going to L.A., no, let's just get there because it's 4.5 hours. But if I was like
going across country,
driving to Florida, well, hell yeah.
Well, okay, so it takes us 7.5, 8 hours to get to Reno.
Oh,
so
stop and eat. Yeah.
No, we pack food. We only stop to gas up and to go to the bathroom, and we just pack food and eat in the car so we don't waste time doing that.
Wow.
They're on a mission.
Whatever. They're on a mission. Well, and that's part of it, too. Do you want to hurry up and get there to spend more time there, or is the trip part of the adventure?
Yeah.
See, the trip can actually be the adventure.
Do you remember Stuckey's?
Right.
Do you remember Stuckey's?
Yes.
Okay. When we were on the road trips that lasted a month, the best part of the road trips was stopping at the Stuckey's.
A&W root beer.
Yeah. Sometimes so you'd see.
Yeah. That was the fun part. Yeah.
Rocked with the wisdom, a wit, grin that taught him how to shave his chin, Burma shave.
Yeah. Joe's.
But there's nothing to stop at on the way to Reno.
No, there's not. Not even animals.
No animals.
And we made that drive in the little 18-foot motorhome with our three kids when they were little. Mm-hmm. And it was great because I had food packed in that motorhome. So that was the easy thing. And my kids were great. They loved my sandwiches. I mean, they just loved my sandwiches.
Everything tastes better when you're on the road.
This
and
is
you
true.
Can eat in the car. It's true, right?
It's true.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to plan a road trip, I think. But for right
okay.
now.
But we promise to stop at the bathroom and we'll pack food.
Okay.
We'll stay at Davies in Manhattan Beach. We'll talk them
I'm
into
in. I'm in.
Okay. Shark is in.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody better tell Davies.
Yeah, let's end it. Maybe they'll let us come stay.
Let's end this and give him a call, okay?
Okay. And listen, I do have one favor to ask right now for this show, for this banter.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You mentioned Amazing Grace and it flashed a big memory in my head. Okay, mm-hmm. We don't usually do music, but Diana and I talked about maybe doing some music every now and then on this show.
Right.
So I would like to know, would it be okay with you guys if I put a song after that? It is not a song I did, but this friend of mine, Zach, loved to play Amazing Grace. When you said that, it just brought Zach to my head. And he was like the coolest person in the world. And I've only got one awesome song that he did in my computer. And every time we got together, you want to send Amazing Grace. And in the 80s, he was murdered. And he never got
so this
to be
is a
famous.
A tribute yeah. to him.
So can we end this show? Can
well,
we
yeah,
put
and of course, because this is recorded, we can't refuse
Zach.
You anyway. So that was very smart of you, Beth. That was very good.
All right.
But yes,
so
of course
we're
going to
end this show with Lover Hold Me by, it was written by Craig Freeberg and performed by Zach Price.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember to tell your friends about the Babes. You can hear us on our website, babesinvoiceland.com, Apple Podcast, or WWDBTV.com.